Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching today is entitled Practicing Presentation.
A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. Thus says the Lord God, Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts, but who will endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the children of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. On this Feast of the Presentation, I'm drawn to the words of Simeon. Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. At the moment the child Jesus was presented to the Lord at the start of his life according to the prescriptions of the law, Simeon was prepared to present himself to the Lord at the end of his life. Like Jesus, we Christians were presented to the Lord at our baptism. Like Simeon, we will one day present ourselves to the Lord at the end of life. We come from God and we return to God. And in between those two moments, we are called to practice presentation. This is a take on Wendell Berry's concept of practicing resurrection, found in his poem, Manifesto, The Mad Farmer Liberation, wherein he invites his readers to live life differently, to live in such a way as to bring healing, wholeness, and life to the world. Practicing presentation is a matter of being, as much as practicing resurrection is a matter of doing. However, they are not either-or scenarios, but both-and. Be Christian, live our discipleship faithfully, is to live both presentation and resurrection. So what does practicing presentation look like? Mary and Joseph show us it's about faithfulness to the Word of God. Simeon and Anna teach us it's about being attentive to and living in the Spirit. Throughout the witness of his life, Jesus demonstrated that presenting oneself is about showing up in the moments of celebration and situations of suffering in people's lives and being with them. Practicing presentation is about how we, like Anna, present ourselves to our God on a daily basis in prayer. Rooted in God's presence, we then practice presentation in the ways we present ourselves to the world, to those around us, to the person in the mirror. We are called to present ourselves as hopeful in the face of despair, faithful in the face of challenge, truthful in the face of falsehood, trusting in the face of doubt, accepting in the face of rejection, vulnerable in the face of oppression. Admittedly, there are days when practicing presentation can be challenging. What might be going on in our lives doesn't leave us feeling all that presentable. That's when the refiner with his fire and the fuller with her lye enter our lives. When God desires to remove undesired matter from our hearts and minds, refining us with love, cleansing us with light. The refiner and the fuller are our God in the faces of our sisters and brothers who are themselves practicing presentation and resurrection when we are suffering despair, challenge, falsehood, doubt, or rejection. Practicing presentation. It's a gift we give and a gift we receive, much as the Lord presents himself to us in every celebration of the Eucharist. This is my body. This is my blood. Practicing presentation is being and becoming the body of Christ in our world. May our experience of practicing presentation leave us and those around us knowing we have indeed seen God's salvation.